Welcome to this session. This is LinkedIn, an update for 2022. My name is Neil Wilkins, but I think you already knew that. Anyway, we are going to go on a rapid tour through some of the latest updates here within LinkedIn. It is the place in social media right now. If you are working in an organization or in a business and you are looking to gain traction, there are not many places left like LinkedIn is right now. So that's what I'm going to share with you, is actually some of the steps that you can take to both supercharge your personal and business pages within LinkedIn, and actually how you can start to work with some of the best practice that is coming through in the research right now to get some really serious traction and make some really good progress for whatever your targets are, whatever your goals and objectives. There is something for you within LinkedIn from a business perspective. And to be fair, I'm really coining a phrase here that came from Gary Vee, who said that there's never been a better time to go all in with LinkedIn than here in 2022. And I have to say, from personal experience, I would be completely in agreement with that, because you know, it is a place that is, it's busy, it's quite noisy at times, but there is still space. You can still make your mark. You can still break onto somebody's timeline and actually influence them. You can still get into conversations that are meaningful. And let's face it, you know, we all know social media and the way that it works. And there are very, very few places where now we can actually honestly say that that is still the case. But I personally really, really firmly believe that LinkedIn here in 2022 is exactly that. So I'm going to really be sharing with you some of the current research, some of the current thinking, and some of the new features that you may or may not be aware of. And then right at the end of this presentation, I'm going to be talking to you about one way that you can genuinely cut through all of the noise and the chaos, and the algorithms within LinkedIn really help you to do this. And there's a very interesting little tip I'm going to share with you. It is one way of for sure cutting through, and you probably have seen this and experienced this from the other side, but there's an opportunity for you to be doing it too. So wait with bated breath for that. But you've got to go through a few little pieces of research and some other ideas and tips before we get there. Okay, so the first thing is that, you know, a lot of the social media commentators right now are suggesting that LinkedIn is kind of like Facebook was maybe about a decade ago. Okay, so we kind of know how Facebook has evolved over the last sort of 10 years or so, and it has become, you know, omnipresent in everybody's browsers and on everybody's phones, no matter what age you are. And this really does stretch from the youngest to the very oldest. Facebook has a presence. You might not be using it actively, but it's there. And kind of LinkedIn is kind of today here what Facebook was about a decade ago. So with that fact comes a huge opportunity, really, for gaining what I would call low cost but high impact attention, because everything I'm going to share with you in this particular talk is for free. Okay, so we don't have to be investing a lot of budget to actually get some really significant gains through LinkedIn, but we do have to invest our time. But I'm going to use the word invest rather than spend time, because that is how it feels to me right now. So the investment of time means you're going to get a return from it. So that's really where I want to focus this particular talk. And it is somewhere that as marketers and as business developers or as salespeople or as entrepreneurs or business owners, we've known for many, many years that there is a value in keeping your personal and business profiles up to date in LinkedIn. Okay, LinkedIn itself will tell you this. I mean, LinkedIn is currently saying that to be an established and trusted and consistent voice, you need to be posting once or twice a day. Okay, so by that, you might now be thinking, oh, hold on a minute, Neil. Yeah, this is now not practical because I haven't got the time or space to do it. And anyway, how would I create a habit that enabled me to do that? Well, there is one very simple way, and I'll share with you a little technique that I use for posting once or twice a day, even if it is just a quick little share, the equivalent of a retweet, if you like, in LinkedIn. Might not be a great big article or a vlog or something like that. Could just be a simple little piece of content that I think is valuable to my audience. So how do I remember to do that? Well, actually, on my favorite browser, the browser that fires up as soon as I fire up my Mac in the morning, The homepage of my browser is LinkedIn. So it's not my website, it's not anything else, it's not the news, it's LinkedIn, which constantly and consistently reminds me, okay, LinkedIn, got to post to it, got to do something, got to engage, got to interact. So, you know, just little things like that can just make your life easier. And that we know as marketers and as communicators that, you know, there is a highly targeted and focused audience there. And when they're in LinkedIn, much as when we're in LinkedIn, they are focused. So they are in the right kind of mindset. And there is an opportunity there by just the very nature of that to actually increase the awareness and engagement of what they're looking to get from you. So we'll explore how we can do that. This is going to be a talk that's very much about the how, not just about the what, because I think a lot of us know this stuff already. But the trick is to figure out the how. So the first tip I would say is to get into the habit of posting and engaging regularly within LinkedIn. Maybe try it, maybe just for a week or maybe even a few days. Set your homepage on your browser to be your LinkedIn homepage, because then where else can you go? As soon as you open up your browser every time, it'll remind you, hey, Neil, come and post, come and engage, come and comment on something. So that's really important. And why is it LinkedIn? I mean, why didn't Facebook? Because Facebook about 10 years ago said, you know, we are going to be the center of the internet. So what Mark Zuckerberg said is that we are going to be the center of the internet, but it's never really quite done it. Well, at least to date, for businesses or for marketers. Yes, you can advertise. Yes, you can create business pages. Yes, you might, depending on your brand, get a little bit of traction there. But generally, it's going to be LinkedIn for a business purpose. And the reason being that two-thirds of people in LinkedIn currently are decision makers or have influence in purchasing decisions. And these people actually, by definition, are the most active in LinkedIn. So this is an audience who are really, really switched on, and they're decision makers, and potentially they have budget. So what's not to like? If you're prospecting or if you're looking to engage with potential customers, they're there. They are there and they're ready. 40% of businesses, according to this same research, have found new customers using social networking in LinkedIn. So they've been active, and I think that's the key thing. And nearly two-thirds have used social media, like LinkedIn specifically, for engaging with special interest groups. Now, what I'd recommend, this tip number two, is to use the search facility within LinkedIn, because that is a, and it really is truly big data there in LinkedIn, because what it allows you to do is to search on topics that might resonate with you or that might resonate with the kind of customer that you're seeking or the kind of person you're looking to get engagement with. So go and see what kinds of topics are being discussed. There will be groups or communities already in LinkedIn who are highly active, highly engaged, and contributing really interesting content. If you find that you've got a very niche topic that you want to be part of, you might then get an opportunity, if it's pretty low key at the moment, to create your own community. So using that search feature to look for special interest groups, you know, communities and people who are collaborating around a specific topic. Search feature in LinkedIn really is your friend. Few people know this. When I talk to people about, you know, how do you use LinkedIn? They say, well, I look at my timeline. And I say, do you use the search feature to kind of search on stuff you're interested in? Oh, no, I didn't even realize you could do that, is often the answer. So I always recommend that that's a really neat way of, you know, gaining initial traction in there, and particularly from a business perspective. And this same piece of research from bizreport.com said that, you know, people are using it, about two-thirds of people are using it to keep in contact. They're not picking up the phone. They're not sending emails. They're using LinkedIn as a way to keep in contact with peers and colleagues and suppliers. And here now, as we're talking about, potentially customers too. So it is exciting. And in terms of finding business intelligence, half the people researched are using it to listen, using it for research, using it to glean what is going on in my marketplace or the sector that I'm looking to target. And then from that intelligence, half of the people surveyed say, well, we're using it then to connect with customers. So we're actually getting to customers directly through LinkedIn. So it becomes then a channel of communication. So back in the day when you might have originally thought that this was, you know, purely your CV online, or, you know, if I'm looking for a job, I'm going to find some recruiters in there. Well, you can still do that. But half of the respondents in this Biz Report piece of research responded by saying, well, actually, I'm using it for connecting with customers. So it is a channel of communication, a true channel of communication. And the really interesting word here to factor in is it's dialogue. This is not monologue. This is not one-way flow of information. This is two-way. So when we start to think about, and I'm going to use the word selling here, because I think a lot of people here are becoming kind of recipients, if you like, of, you know, the hard sell within LinkedIn. I mean, you log in and you just check your messages or the notifications. And what do you see? Often you'll see, oh, you know, Bob from company X, you know, has got this amazing new service. And can he send you the latest white paper? Or can he do this or the other? Or you've got Mary over there, and she wants to connect with you because she wants to get into partnership with you. And you read between the lines and you think, no, it's not partnership, is it? Not really. No, you're trying to sell me something, aren't you? And actually, if you look at your inbox, a lot of the stuff that's happening in there is unsolicited. It is spam style. It is cold calling. It's kind of similar to the old traditional hard sell sales techniques, which are now very, very much out of fashion. And this is a problem, because actually, once you get into LinkedIn, it's very, very easy to do that. But it is as unwelcome now in LinkedIn as it ever was in the real world face to face. So let's avoid doing hard sell on LinkedIn. It is not about that. And savvy brands and savvy individuals have figured this out. So they will consider it a sales channel, and you can do direct selling in LinkedIn. But it's about the high value engagement, a phrase that I use a lot, which is about professional intimacy. So it is about forging relationships. It is about, you know, striving to, you know, convey really, really strong outcomes for the person you're talking to, rather than saying, hey, I've got this product or service here and it's got these features and benefits and I want to sell to you. Well, who is interested in that? The chances of them being ready to buy from you at that moment are almost zero. And anybody who's tried this will know that that is true. So the trick here is to think about the sale as coming as a result of the relationship that you're building. So there's some groundwork. There's some investment in time and energy to figure out how to do that bit rather than just jump straight in and sell. But there is a real positive here. If you can get this thing right, Social Champ have got a really, really interesting little piece of research. If you go to socialchamp.io, the big headline that comes from this is that 277% better chance of selling on LinkedIn than Facebook when it comes to generating leads. 277% better chance than doing it on Facebook. And of course, we all think about Facebook as being that place where everybody's open, everybody's communicating and sharing and stuff. But actually, from a business perspective, this is where we're at. This is the place really for engaging to get results. Okay, so there's a lot of opportunity here if we can get this thing right. So where can you begin to sell if you're going to start thinking of LinkedIn as a sales channel? Kind of what do you do? Where's the starting point if you're not allowed to go in with the hard sell? So the answer really is increasingly so is about creating a pull towards your profile. Okay, so pulling people gradually and gently and steadily towards your profile. And when I say your profile, that can be your personal profile, because of course, remember, it's social media. The clue is in the word social. So it is your personal profile as well as your business page. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you a few of the latest 2022 tips for how to supercharge your personal account, but also some of the things to look out for on your business page. And the pull comes from giving your audience reasons to engage and buy rather than trying to direct sell to them. Okay, and this basically, we know the people who have kind of made this work have done this by striking an appropriate balance in the content and updates they write and share. Okay, so it is about just easing the seat back a little bit. It is about pausing for breath. It's about, okay, I'm going to get super excited here because this is a sales channel, but I'm not going to jump in. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to listen. I'm going to read. I'm going to consume what's going on. I'm going to sense the tone of voice and style of the audience that I'm looking to engage with. And then as a result of engaging with them in a balanced and calm and considered way, I'm going to build relationships. And from those relationships, I'm going to get inquiries towards the products or services that I'm looking to sell. So this is about gradually, steadily building the momentum of a pull towards your business and your personal profile. Okay. So when we talk about selling, it is a different mindset. This is not push selling. This is pull. Okay. It is fundamentally different, but subtle at the same time. And it really is about helping your potential customer, particularly if this is a new person who you haven't really engaged with before, and you've met them maybe in a special interest group or a community actually within LinkedIn. It's helping them to get to know you. It's sharing relevant, probably third-party content that you might have found somewhere else in your travels. And then it's about offering great value from the messages, which could be sales-focused, that you then publish. Okay, do you notice what that is? It's the rule of thirds. It's the personal, it's the point, and it's the promote. And that is what works in LinkedIn. So, you know, it is about helping them to get to know you. It's about sharing relevant content that they will find interesting, motivating, engaging, and useful. And then it is about being very careful with the sales-focused messages that you publish. It is fine to do those, but only if you've done the previous two-thirds. The personal, the point, and the promote, rule of thirds. And when your audience in LinkedIn understands that you're providing great outcomes on their terms and for their benefit, rather than yours, then you're going to begin to sell. Okay. So this is not rocket science. This is quite straightforward, quite logical, quite precise, but very, very balanced. Okay. So this is about calm building of balanced momentum. It's not about, hey, new sales channel, bang, in we go with all our messages. And even if the rest of your organization says, right, this is great, now we can start to really sell in here, you know, put the latest, you know, product information, tell them what we do, try to get some leads. There's like a desperation within LinkedIn when you see that. And you will sense this with any of the cold sort of emails that you get within LinkedIn. You'll know this. You'll identify these kinds of people very, very quickly. So the trick is to not be in that camp. The trick is to be in the relationship building camp, because that is where we're going to be starting as we begin to build our personal and our business profiles. Okay, so let's get into the detail then. I said I'd get there as quickly as I could, so we're there now. So we're going to talk about personal profiles and business pages, okay? And there's a subset in the business pages called showcase pages, and I'll show you how to do those in just a moment. But let's begin with you, okay? Your personal profile. Now, there's a phrase that LinkedIn have used for many, many years, and it is still current. What they're looking for you to do is to establish an, as they call it, an all-star profile. Okay, and basically what this means is that you don't have to be, you know, an all-star, you know, sort of world-renowned figure, you know, to be able to make it in LinkedIn. It's all about just simply paying attention to all of the features, all of the media, all of the boxes as you complete your profile. A lot of people underplay this. They think they've got their name, their job title, and their profile picture, and they have done their profile. That is only, well, scratching the scratch on the surface of your profile. So what I want to take you through is, in 2022, the things that you need to do to actually make this thing work for you. Okay. And it is a step-by-step guide. And what I'd recommend that you do is you think about kind of, you know, this is being the starting point, really, because pages, and this is a statistic that's come out of LinkedIn this year, pages with complete information get 30% more weekly views. Now, by weekly views, you'll know when you go into LinkedIn, you see, you know, people have looked at your profile recently, and it'll give you a number or it'll give you a percentage of how that's done versus last week. And so you get a bit of a gauge of, you know, how your profile is, you know, performing versus other people a little bit like you in LinkedIn. Well, if you've got complete information, you're going to get 30% more views on your profile. Now, whatever your target is, to sell, to get a new job, whatever it happens to be, this is going to be good news. and it just is in your control. So this is a really good starting point. This first bit is very, very much in your control. So again, what's not to like? You can make this happen here today. So first things first, create a personal tagline under your name. I'm not going to talk about how you set up an account. Go to linkedin.com and set up an account. Simple as that. Okay, so we'll assume that you've got that. What I'm doing now is actually telling you where the research is now showing. Some of this is LinkedIn research, other research is from third parties, but the research is showing that these key themes are where you need to be focusing. So under your name in your profile, create a personal tagline. So don't just rely on your job title. Make the most of all of the characters. You've got 3.5 lines of characters. Your job title is probably only going to take up, you know, part of the first line. There's a lot of other words and phrases and, you know, descriptions that you can put in there. So for me and mine, I'm making full use. I think I'm one character short of the maximum number of characters. And it makes you more easy to find within LinkedIn. So think about all of the various descriptors that say the value that you add. So yes, it can be a job title, but what's the outcome of engaging with you? You know, what are people going to get from you? Kind of, who are you really? So think about that as being a bit more of a tagline, if you like, rather than just a job title. In lots of ways, what we're trying to do here is to kind of refresh what we term our elevator pitch. So imagine you're in an elevator going between floors 5 and 7 and in the elevator. So you've only got a number of seconds to be able to convince somebody that you're worth talking to in that elevator. Well, that is your elevator pitch. And you get an opportunity within LinkedIn in the about box. And as you complete your profile, you'll see the box that says about. You click on the little pen next to that, which allows you then to edit your profile and go in and create an elevator pitch. And make sure the elevator pitch isn't dry and dusty, that, oh, I've worked in this industry for this number of years. This is my job. This is what I did before. Very kind of monotone and very monochrome. What you're looking for here is a real hook, because what you want is to intrigue people to then read on more. So you don't have to give the final answer, but you want to get them to sort of think, that's a little bit interesting. Wonder what's behind that. So for me, my initial hook there is that I've spent over 35 years as an introvert in the most extrovert industry in the world. And that's marketing, by the way. And so there's my little hook. And I get a lot of people saying, what, you're an introvert? What, will you do podcasts and you speak on stage? And of course, they're misinterpreting what the word introvert means. And then I can get into a conversation and kind of correct them as to what introvert really means. And it isn't about being shy and not confident. It's about where you get your energy in life. So that gets me into a conversation. So think quite deeply and spend some quality time with yourself if you don't already have an elevator pitch, because that's a true hook and it does get traction and people will talk to you if you can get something that's a little bit intriguing, a little bit mysterious and curious. It doesn't have to be completely wacky, but something that just draws people in. So the elevator pitch is a very, very important part of the engagement process here to start building those relationships. Another thing that you can do, and again, this is research that comes from LinkedIn, is that they recommend on your personal profile, you should change your cover image every 6 months. Okay, so the cover image, much like Facebook and other social networks are available, your cover image is the image at the top of your profile, not your personal picture, so not the image of you, but that's your profile picture. But the cover image is that background that sits behind, so that broader image that can tell a story. It really can. I mean, if you have particular products or you have particular interests, there might be something nice and intriguing about matching that with the storytelling that you're looking to do. And of course, I mentioned there the profile picture. You have to make sure the profile picture looks like you. One of the nice things about LinkedIn is that people will be using it prior to meeting you, either virtually or in person, and to know what you look like so you can be easily identifiable prior to the meeting is a lovely confidence builder for the other person. So make sure the profile picture is up to date. Don't do one just because of vanity that is a few years old. I will pause there and say, yes, I have done that in the past. I'm not doing it right now. This picture is of me of this year. Okay, so in my profile picture, it does actually look like I look right here, right now. But I have tried it in the past, and you kind of fall flat on your face when people spot, hey, Neil, that was a picture from some time ago, wasn't it? And then you've got to backtrack and kind of get yourself out of that one. So make sure it looks like you, and try if you can to avoid the team shot in your profile picture, because of course, well, which one is you? You know, that can be really confusing. And remember, this is all about the experience for the other person. It isn't or shouldn't be a vanity thing on your perspective, you know, on your behalf. Another thing that is coming through loud and clear here in 2022 on the research is about completing the providing services section. So what services do you provide, either as a business or to the world? Completing the services provided section is really, really important. Again, the algorithm will reward you in LinkedIn and will push you up the search results and present you as an opportunity to people if they are, for example, in my case, you know, marketing consulting. I will be appearing in some of the search results for that if the other sort of algorithm sort of categories in the search, you know, relate to it. So it allows you then just to be visible, just to get in the game. It's not going to give the final answer. It's not going to necessarily secure your business, but at least it gets you on the starting line, which is really with your personal profile what we're trying to do. The next thing you want to do is to then give a very clear call to action. In other words, okay, I'm interested in you, Neil. How do I contact you? Well, the links to the contact us are many and varied. So you can put in your websites, plural, if you have them. You can put in obviously a contact phone number, your email. You can also put in other social networks if those are relevant to the story that you want to tell. For me, I try and keep it quite simple. I don't want to really give too many options here. So keeping it nice and clean and simple. And you could, of course, use Linktree. If you haven't used Linktree, it's a single URL that can link to a multitude of other choices of places to click through. So if that sounds of interest, and is also very useful for something like Instagram, where you've only got one link that you can provide, go to Linktra, so that's linktr.ee, and that will give you an opportunity to set up a what is in effect a landing page with a number of different links on it. So you have a single Linktree link, and you can put that into your LinkedIn account, and then it goes off to this tree of links in Linktree for people then to make further choices. The other thing as well to do, and this is a really important one, is to customize your LinkedIn URL. In other words, the place that people can actually put into their browser to find you in LinkedIn. By default, it's just a set of numbers. So you will be linkedin.com/12378923. Now, of course, that's not very memorable, but having linkedin.com/NeilWilkinsX, which is my handle for all of my social media, makes me very easy and memorable to find. So do it for yourself, and that's in the contact area of your personal profile. And so once you've done that, then you are in the game. Okay, and then it is about how do I then use in 2022 my profile to actually start to attract people to it. So you can come in obviously through personal recommendations, you can do some search. Maybe you dig out your old pile of business cards, which are probably now pre-pandemic, but they might still be relevant. So then think about your contact strategy. You know, are you going to really go for this and make lots and lots of requests to connect? Or are you going to sit back and be passive and wait for people to find you? I'm not going to judge. I mean, everybody has a different approach here, but you do need to make a decision as to whether or not you're going to accept everybody who sends you a request, or just those people you would recommend, because that was the original premise of LinkedIn many, many years ago. They said that you should really only connect with people you'd be happy recommending, because that was where LinkedIn began, was it was a referral network, to be honest. So do you want to go down that route, or do you want to just build a great big database of connections who you can then promote to? You know, it's your call, it is your account. But ultimately, it is about then, once you've actually got some connections in there, drip feeding them with that content that I was talking about, based on the rule of thirds, one third of the content drip feeding into your profile, which is about getting to know you. One third of the content going in there that is signposting to interesting stuff your target audience would resonate with. And then one third can be actually evangelizing your products and services and the value of engaging with you. And interestingly, LinkedIn say that you don't actually have to be putting a link to every post that you do. They're saying that, you know, posts that feature thought-provoking or inspirational content tend to get a higher engagement, even without a link. So you don't always have to be putting content in there that drives people to somewhere else or that, you know, click the link to find out more. Sometimes just a little thought-provoking piece or something that really inspires or motivates can be enough. And that will get engagement. That will get, you know, the creative juices flowing for the audience. And then they'll start to make comments. They'll start to get into conversation. So things can be different here in 2022. It always used to be that you'd have to, you know, to get engagement, you'd have to have a call to action or a link at the end of each post. Here in 2022, you don't. It can be conversational within the message thread that comes from a post that doesn't have a link. So there's choices here available to us. But of course, what we are needing to do here, and probably this year more than any other year, to really get that credibility and authenticity to our account is to be perceived as current, relevant, and informed. So the relevance is kind of what's in it for the audience. The currency is, yeah, the latest kind of stuff, because if I can hear it from Neil and I don't hear it from anywhere else, well, that's a reason then to stick with Neil. And also the informed bit. The informed bit is interesting in this current, relevant, and informed mantra, because informed drives advocacy. So what you're looking to do to build the reach and the profile that you have in your personal profile is to create advocacy. In other words, can people share what you post? Are you making it interesting enough? Are you making it engaging enough? Are you making it useful enough for people to advocate you, i.e. to share with their networks as well? And so what kind of content are we talking about? Well, we're talking about created content, so stuff that originates from you, stuff that you come up with as an idea. But if you're really quite thin on the ground when it comes to new ideas, and you know, not all of us can come up with, you know, the latest thinking, then you can curate. In other words, you could do a review of somebody else's content, or you could watch a blog or vlog or video or something, then you could critique it. That in itself can add value. So there's no real excuse if you're not a creative, innovative person. You can just have opinions on something anyone else has done. And of course, there is the latest hot topic, which is documenting. People love the fly on the wall documentary. I'm watching a guy at the moment who runs a video sort of media company, and some of the content he produces is just brilliant. It's tips and tricks for video producers, and it's just so interesting. But it's a behind the scenes view of his world, and you pick up something from everything he publishes. So turn the mirror back on yourself. Are there things that you do that the world might find interesting? And if you're sat there or sort of sitting there sort of listening and thinking, you're shaking your head and thinking, there's no way anybody'd be interested in me. Well, I'll challenge that and say, yes, they probably are, because it really is quite surprising. You know, specialist topics, campaigns, your daily life, events that you're involved in, all of these things can be really, really interesting for your audience. So kind of push it out there. Make sure you listen to what happens. Not every piece of content is going to work, but just having the content and the confidence really to go and experiment and play is probably the best way forward. And as with all of the social networks, to get engagement and traction, remember those hashtags. They work really, really well within LinkedIn. And again, the algorithms here in 2022 are rewarding people who are using hashtags sparingly. You know, you don't want to overload, a bit like a lot of people do in Instagram, but you do want to put in relevant hashtags that build a theme, build a story, and particularly if you're into thought leadership. So you're looking to become quite an influencer or a micro-influencer around a particular topic, it is vital that you start to own some consistent hashtags. So you use them consistently so you can be very easily found and identifiable around a particular topic. And on the back of that, when we talk about, you know, publishing content, photography and videos are still really super important here. I'm going to talk about videos a little bit in a moment, just when we get on to talking about business pages. But when we're talking about imagery, again, another little interesting piece of research that's come out of LinkedIn is that real photos have a 98% better engagement rate than stock photos. And let's face it, we can all spot them, can't we? When somebody's gone to an image library and sort of pinched an image, and you look at an image, you think, oh, hold on a minute, that's one I grabbed about 6 months ago and I used that one. It gets a bit tiring, doesn't it? I do it, I must admit, I do it when time is short. I will still use an image library. My favorite one for royalty-free for business use is Pixabay, pixabay.com. Yes, you have to be quite selective because there's a lot of images on there that aren't going to make the cut, but some of them are very, very good. So, you know, we're all using it. And if time is precious and you haven't got the time to go and do a quick little photo shoot, then, you know, stock photos, we're all going to do it. But wherever you can, using real photographs that are kind of telling of the story. So if you are talking about something that you're documenting about a process inside your organization, grab some photos to go with it. Don't use stock photography wherever you can. Sometimes it's too hard, but when you can, it really will strike a chord with the audience, because again, it's adding a lovely texture and context to the written word. As I say, I'll talk about video in a moment, but I just want to give you some of the latest recommended LinkedIn image sizes, if imagery is something that you really feel you need to be doing. I talked about cover photos. Cover photos are 1584 by 396, for example, on a personal profile. And your personal photo profile should be 400 by 400 pixels. Okay, there or thereabouts tends to work best. So these are the recommended sizes. In your business page, the logo, or it could be a face of a person in the organization, if you have somebody who is the face of the business, they're 300 by 300. The optimum size. Now, in the algorithms, because this is data published by LinkedIn, it is quite likely you will be rewarded if you absolutely adhere to these numbers. And so the final one is the cover image on your business page, which is 1128 by 191 pixels. Okay, so profile photo personally, 400 by 400. Cover photo personally is 1584 by 396. Business page logo is 300 by 300, and business page cover image is 1128 by 191. And again, all of these little things can make a subtle but really quite profound difference. If you can get all this stuff right, then you're on that starting line, good to go. So I've introduced the idea of business pages or company pages, depending on who you ask and where you read your information. And again, much like your personal profile, there are some top tips, and these are the ones I'm going to share with you right here, right now. First one is, actually, I should take a little backward step here. If you don't have a business page, click on your profile in the top right-hand corner when you're logged into LinkedIn, and you will see something that will say create business page. Just go through the little drop-down boxes that appear when you do that and click save, and then you've got yourself a business page. It literally is as simple as that. There's no rocket science to it. So I'm going to assume now you have your business page. So these are six or seven tips that I have right here, right now, based on the research for improving or supercharging your company profile. First thing is, and the detail comes through here from LinkedIn, refresh your cover image at least every 6 months. Now, lots of businesses will set this up and they'll think, oh, there it is. It's on brand. Great. Leave that. Never change it. The algorithms will reward you for updating your cover image on a relatively regular basis, 6 monthly minimum. But if you are launching something, a new product or service, or you're at an event, or you've got a new team that have just started, or you want to showcase something specific, I'd suggest maybe that's a good time to pop a new cover image in. Obviously, your company logo or the face of your organization will stay pretty static. So there's the consistent piece in your profile. It is just the cover image, that image in the background at the top of your business page that I'm talking about as I talk about that. Second thing that you can do is something that is very underutilized in LinkedIn. And again, this gives you a chance to cut through the noise. You can create what are called showcase pages for your business. Now, a showcase page doesn't take the place of a business page. Your business page is almost like your company's website homepage. And the showcase page can be used, or showcase pages can be used to, as the name suggests, showcase things that you're very proud of and that you'd like to highlight. Okay, so the company page stays where it is, and the showcase pages is kind of the next level down. So it could be to showcase the various business units you have in your organization. It could be that you want to showcase different product categories. Maybe a product launch could be a showcase. If it's something and you've got a small business, or it's a micro business and maybe you're publishing a new book, well, showcase for your new book could be in there. And of course, any of the variety of services that you offer. So think about showcase pages as, you know, an opportunity maybe to have them as landing pages within LinkedIn that you could then target your connections and your networks and your campaigns towards. So they can be really interesting to be used quite tactically. They don't necessarily impact your business page, which is more of a static kind of entity within LinkedIn. But this is where you can get a little bit creative, a little bit dynamic. So I'd suggest that is an opportunity for you. If you're finding that your business page is getting a little bit tired and, you know, you're publishing stuff to it, but there's not really a huge amount of traction, what can you do next? Well, I would suggest have a little play with the showcase pages, and the analytics for those will appear on your business page as you create them. So you can always then measure the success or otherwise of actually how things are going. The next thing you need to do is to make sure that you are driving people from your other networks and or your website onto the engaging platform that is your LinkedIn business page. So do a little Google search for LinkedIn plugins that relate to your website. So if you're using a WordPress website, for example, there are a whole host of LinkedIn plugin buttons that you can get to drive people into LinkedIn. Now, the reason I'm suggesting this is good practice here in 2022 is that for a lot of people, they say, oh no, they're on my website, that's where I want them to be. When was the last time you had a true engagement or a real conversation on your website with a prospect or a customer? Now, if you're sat there saying, well, yeah, regularly, every day, then this bit isn't for you. But I think for most of us, the engagement and conversations that we have tend to be in a social space rather than on our website. Website can be used as a different point in the customer's journey. But if we can draw people into a place where they're very familiar with having engagement and connection and conversation, i.e. LinkedIn, then this might be a nice reason to add in these plug-in buttons to your website to draw people across to have engagement with you within LinkedIn. So to me, that's a really neat little thing to be playing with. And again, explore the widgets and the buttons that are available to you. So you can do a Google search for how to do that. It's not complicated, but it will be various. There will be various options depending on the style of website or the platform upon which your website's built. So it's probably best you go off and do that one for yourselves. Next big tip here is do avoid transparent images. They can look great and they can be a really clever way of playing with your timeline, but LinkedIn has what's called the dark mode. And a lot of people are using this now in 2022, particularly on their mobile phones. So if you are looking at your website and you're looking at your LinkedIn profile in dark mode on, for example, an iPhone, and you've been using transparent images, they get completely lost on your LinkedIn page. So avoid transparent images. And if you've been using those because they look great on desktop on a white background, as soon as your customer switches to dark mode and or goes across to their mobile phone, then things change. So you aren't always going to be then giving people what you think they're going to be seeing. So I would always suggest, you know, avoid transparent images within LinkedIn anyway. And then the chances are what you won't find is that you'll fall into that little trap, because a lot of people are switching between dark and light mode within LinkedIn now based on either time of day, because their phone does it automatically, or just because of personal preference. And the other two little tips here in 2022 for your company pages is, and this will be a rhetorical question for you, but something worth thinking about is, does everybody in your organization have LinkedIn? So do they have a personal account? And are you notifying them every single time you post something within your LinkedIn business page? Because if you're not, and for example, if you had 416 followers of your business page, but actually you've got five members of staff, each of whom have got 1,000 connections, who are you going to be talking to if you only send your particular post on your page out to 416 followers versus the 5,500 you'd get if potentially you then updated all of your employees by just literally ticking the notify employees button as you publish your piece of content on your business page? It's super simple. Just get into the habit of notifying employees who are following your business page. And of course, everybody in your business should be following your business page. And if they are, they will get notified. And then maybe then you can start to encourage them to reshare. And of course, the reach for each post on your business page goes through the roof. You know, the multiplier just by the very nature of your employees sharing it will be astounding for many of us, because of course, we've probably built over the years quite a good following, quite a good number of connections personally. But often our business pages, unless we're a big household brand, most of the time our business pages are, you know, lagging behind. So this is a great way of really making a big difference. And another thing that we can do as well, as we post our content on our business pages, you'll notice in the top little menu bar, there is a little button that says content suggestions. Because I am very, very mindful that a lot of us actually do get writer's block. We run out of reasons and ideas and things that we can actually come up with to write these one to two pieces of content every day. But in your business page, there is suggested content. And that suggested content is suggested automatically by LinkedIn based on the kinds of things that you've been posting. So as soon as you've done a few posts on your business page, that cuts in and it gives you a really neat little prompt or little reminders of the kinds of things that are likely to resonate with your audience. So when you've got your business page, once you've published some content, just look out for content suggestions in the top menu bar of your page. And you will see here in 2022, there is no reason to say, oh, I can't think of what to publish, because LinkedIn is actually helping you along with that. So now we've got a personal page that's really, really flying and it's appearing in the search. You're drip feeding content into it using the rule of thirds. We've got a fully charged now business page that's being shared by all of our employees and it's kind of looking as we want it to look. But there's still a noisy old timeline that you are trying to break into for this target audience you've been hoping to engage with. So how do you do that? Well, the answer is simple. The answer is video, and not just any video. The answer is live video. Okay, now if you know me, and I know a lot of people who are watching, listening to this right here, right now, know who I am, and they know in LinkedIn, because we're probably connected. If we're not, find me at Neil Wilkins X and let's connect. But let's assume that you are connected. You will very likely have seen at some point, oh, Neil Wilkins is live. Now, what has happened there is that I've used something called StreamYard, StreamYard.com, to live stream out to all of my social networks simultaneously. So I'm not actually live streaming within LinkedIn because there is no feature for doing that right here, right now. But if you use something like StreamYard.com, you can actually plug in your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and Hopin, and it will automatically stream to those channels live in the moment. And that is the number one here in 2022. That is the number one feature at the moment that LinkedIn rewards to put you to the top of the list. So if you need to jump the queue on people's timelines, if you want to get onto people's notifications, if you want anybody who's logged in right here, right now, and that you're connected with to see your message. So you're launching a new product, you're going to be at this particular event, or you've got some big news that you want to showcase, live video stream is the way to go. You're seven times more likely to get a reaction than pre-recorded video, and you're 24 times more likely to get comments compared to a pre-recorded video. And that's data from StreamYard. And I will say it is true, actually, because I've done quite a few of these over this year, and I will continue to do them. Because for me, if I've got a headline thing that I want to be sharing, it gives me an opportunity to cut through all the noise of the timeline. And if that resonates with you, then I would say go for it. StreamYard, lots of other services are available. I find StreamYard just very easy to use. It's very intuitive and user-friendly, and it's just a really fun experience. If the idea of live video streaming in LinkedIn is making you shake in your boots, you've also got a choice. You do not have to do this. All I'm saying is that if you really want to supercharge your LinkedIn activities here in 2022, this is the golden nugget. This is the moment for live streaming, okay? Maybe if you just wanted to dip your toe in the water, maybe give it a go, maybe do it really late at night when your connections are all tucked up asleep in bed. Maybe do it really early in the morning when only a few people are on. And then you can just think, okay, well, I'm just testing. And be honest, say you're just testing and see how it feels, because you might find actually it's a really good thing. And you might find that people actually come out in sympathy and say, oh, well, no, good for you, Neil. You've tried it. Good. This is really interesting. How did you do it? And then suddenly you've got a conversation. I know a lot of you are going to be thinking, there is no way I'm live streaming in LinkedIn, Neil. I haven't even got a profile picture on my account yet. Well, it's a journey. All I'm suggesting is that these are the things that can really, really help you as we go through this year. So it is ultimately down to your choice. But the current best practice in 2022 is to kind of look and listen before speaking. So do your research, you know, stay behind the scenes until you're good to go, until you're ready. But be positive and thought provoking, and do share your technical expertise. It is important to kind of, you know, give value out there, because, you know, people really are looking for you to be this great source of unbiased objective intelligence. You know, if you know stuff, or if you've spotted stuff in your travels, you know, now is the time to use LinkedIn to share that. People are ready and waiting to listen to you. Genuinely, they are. And if you're kind of shaking your head again, thinking, no, they're not, Neil, how would they be interested in me? Trust me, they really will, because if I can get traction in there, so can you. But do remember, they're always to add value at all times. This is the thing is, you know, it's not about just the pure quantity game, even though 1 to 2 posts a day sounds like a lot. It is about constantly adding value. And if you do hesitate with a particular piece of content, you think, not quite so sure that this is ideal to put out there, then maybe that is a good sense check. And maybe pause, go back and look at it again and see whether there's something alternative or maybe a bit of fine tuning that could improve it. Do, though, always maintain your consistent elevator pitch. You know, until you get into the habit of doing this stuff consistently, constantly remind yourself, why am I doing this? How am I going to do this? What is my rule of thirds? Remember the personal, point and promote. What kind of content are in the boundaries of that? Because that is my storytelling. That's what I want to be sharing. That's where I add best value. So maintain a really consistent pitch at all times. Do use that content suggestion tool, though. Go and have a little exploration of that, because it is really, really useful. And we all do it. You know, I produce a lot of content, but I do get times when it's just a little bit too vague what I'm going to do next. And I think I'm going to need a bit of help here. So we all get that at all times. So the content suggestion tool can really be your friend in that regard. But the ultimate thing here in 2022, I would say, is consider. Don't write it off straight away. Consider live streaming through LinkedIn. As I say, you can't do it directly into LinkedIn, but you can use something like StreamYard.com to take you on that first step of the journey. And even if it is going to StreamYard and recording a video in there and then just playing it back and seeing how you look and how you sound and practicing and practicing and practicing until you have the confidence to press that, okay, I'm going to go live button. Because as soon as you do, I will suggest, and in fact, no, I'll almost guarantee that your LinkedIn profile will be at a whole different level than it would have been before. So I wish you every success with your journey in LinkedIn through 2022. And if you follow just a number of these, I'm sure the algorithms in LinkedIn will be very friendly to you.